Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you make us glad by the yearly festival of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who joyfully receive him as our Redeemer may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have posted sentinels. All day and all night they shall never be silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it renowned throughout the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink the wine for which you have labored. But those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up an ensign over the peoples, The Lord has proclaimed to the ends of the earth, say to the daughter of Zion, see your salvation comes. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. They shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to Titus. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. This Spirit he poured out on us richly, through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of the eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Jesus also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for them to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you that you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this that has been taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it has been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I had an aunt whose husband suddenly died from a heart attack at the age of 27 on Christmas Day, the first Christmas of their marriage. She lived another 60 years and never celebrated Christmas again. I knew a family of four on their way to be with extended family who were hit head-on by a truck on Christmas Eve, killing the mother and father, the oldest child, and severely injuring and orphaning the youngest child, a two-year-old. Christmas has never been the same for that family. Veterans know that Christmas in the midst of combat, regardless of when or where, can devastate and diminish our humanity in terrible ways. Christmas without food, without warmth, without companionship, leaves little to celebrate. God incarnate seems far removed and distant. Yes, the experiences and events of our lives can change our Christmas. Yet, there is a nurse here in Jacksonville who has, for the last 20 years, volunteered to take Christmas Eve and Day duty so that her co-workers can be with their families on those days. There is a downtown diner in Chicago that stays open on Christmas Eve and Day, providing meals for all comers no questions asked. I know a family that 25 years ago made a decision to stop exchanging gifts during Christmas, give what money they would have spent to a food bank, and then they work throughout Christmas week, distributing food and meals to the needy. Yes, the experiences and events of our lives can change our Christmases. Yet Christmas can change us as well. The essential message of Christmas is that God so deeply loves us to become human in the form of the most frail and vulnerable being imaginable. God was born into our world as a helpless infant. In the most unlikely of circumstances, to the most unlikely parents. And after all the preaching, extolling, and discussion, the incarnation, the joining together of human and divine, and making it a gift to us, requires a simple response: yes or no. We must decide for ourselves whether the message is true. And if it is no, then we can dismiss Christmas as sentimental, theological invention, or fanciful thinking. Yet I would argue that it's never quite so easy to dismiss Christmas, for to do so is for most of us to dismiss part of ourselves. Allow me to read and paraphrase something I think might help us understand why this is so. Alan Jones, longtime dean of the cathedral in San Francisco, wrote, "Unwrap God's present to you this Christmas. God's saving word of love means that each one of us belongs to the holy family of the woman, the man, and the baby. The miracle under our nose is that the human race is a family, and not just any family. We are a holy family, and every child is a revelation of the divine, I love you. That is why Christmas Day is the hardest day of the year for some people, for the lonely, for the uncared for, and for the unloved." Jones continued, "We betray the Holy Family when we forget each other. The Christ child, helpless and vulnerable, reveals to us the poorest among us are the special signs of his presence. I would add that most of us cannot imagine this as being true. Yet we are called to become more and more the Holy Family, to become one, and to take care of one another. It is so simple. At the heart of everything is this woman, the obedient Mary, the man Joseph, beside himself, and the baby, vulnerable. Whether you are married, single, or a part of an extended family, whether you are alone or feel alienated or adrift, whoever you are well connected. You were born into God's holy family, called into being by the divine, I love you." Jones concluded, "God's holy family will be more truly itself insofar as those who have heard the I love you spoken to them respond in kind to those who, because of poverty and deprivation, cannot hear." Yes, the experiences and events of our lives can change our Christmases. We can become bitter and withdrawn, like my aunt, or sad and unable to recover from the losses of war or the loss of a family to an unfortunate accident. Where we can celebrate God's amazing gift of the Incarnation. It is Christmas Day, time to unwrap the presents, a time to begin unwrapping the greatest gift of all. The incarnation of the Son of God has as much in common, it has much in common with what we find under the Christmas tree. It is not something that we have earned. There is no entitlement. It is freely given, a gift of pure love. It was carefully chosen just for us to bring joy, amazement, peace, and renewal. The incarnation also differs from the other festive packages in some important ways. It cannot be returned or exchanged. This gift is always with us, even at the times that we forget that we have it. And we try as we might, we never will fully unwrap it, never fully see and appreciate its beauty and value. Not in this life, anyway. But we can be intentional about peeling away the layers, revealing more of this gift as we pray, praise, and serve God and our neighbors, particularly those less fortunate than we. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father,
the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. And on the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for our bishops, Rowan Archbishop of Canterbury, Catherine, presiding bishop, John, Bishop of Florida, and Charles, our assisting bishop. For this gathering and for all ministers and people, pray for the church. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations, and for the well-being of all people. Pray for justice and peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God or a deeper knowledge of him. Pray that they may find and be found by him. I ask your prayers for the departed. Pray especially for Diane Scheer, Mary Stallnaker, and Sam Brady. Pray for those who have died. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated for just a few moments. I see you took that business of God's holy family seriously. Festive and greeting. Merry Christmas to you all. They're just being kind because they want me to tell you about next Saturday evening for lessons and carols at 5. Is that correct? Okay, great. Please come to that service. It's a beautiful service. New Year's Eve from 5 to about 6:15 or so. And then, of course, we're all on our way for the festivities afterwards. So please come to that. If you are new to the cathedral and you've never been here before, please fill out one of the cards that we have in the pew for you and make yourself known to one of the ushers. You may put the card in the collection place as it comes by. Ascribe unto the Lord gifts and honor due his name. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfect man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, and the calling of Israel to be your people, and your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace. Grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ be with you to defend you, within you to keep you, before you to lead you, beside you to guard you, and above all to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us bless the Lord.